Good afternoon from Prague, and welcome to today's conference call, where we would like to comment on the first quarter results. Before we start the presentation, I would like to introduce the speakers. First of all, Mr. Jaime Smith, the CEO and Chairman of the Board of Directors.
Hello, good afternoon.
Also, Mr. Ramon Ros, the CFO and the Member of the Board of Directors.
Good afternoon.
And in addition, Mr. Juraj Šedivý, the CEO of Telefónica Auto Slovakia, who is at the same time the first Vice Chairman of the Board of Directors in Telefónica Auto Czech Republic, will be ready to answer your questions.
Good afternoon.
I would like to remind you that the presentation will be followed by the Q&A session. And now I would like to hand over to Jaime to start with the presentation.
Okay, thank you, Jakub. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for attending our first quarter conference call. Let me start with the highlights of the quarter that you may find in slide number 3. I think the first item that should be highlighted is the solid financial performance of the operation during this first quarter of the year, which is characterized by first sustained growth in revenues, 2.4% year-on-year comparison, including the Slovak operation. Robust margins maintained despite cost pressure coming from the start-up of Slovakia. A strong free cash flow generation due to cost-conscious efficiency policies in place, and finally a very healthy double-digit growth in net profits. The second point is the strong mobile performance and the fixed revenues turning flat from decline in past quarters. Mobile still driven by organic growth in customer base, supported by improvement in customer structure, meaning from prepaid to postpaid customer bases, and via also data and traffic growth. Fixed line declining in traditional voice area on the back of fixed line cancellation, but being offset by growth in internet and data and IT services solution area. The third factor is the focus on efficiency. We are, as you know, integrating the various distribution channels, the point of sales, the care mobile, and also at the same time trying to fight to improve the customer experience and also to improve performance in different sales activity. We continue with their headcount reduction program, so year on year the headcount is down by 8.6%. And we also are fully on track of the in the real estate restructuring project. So I guess that in the light of these results, we can reconfirm the guidance that we shared with you a couple of months ago, both in terms of revenues and operating profit. Finally, as you probably know, today the annual general meeting of shareholders approved a dividend payment of 50 Czech crowns per share, which compares to the 45 Czech crowns per share that we distributed last year, so it's 11 year-on-year rate of growth. The record date was set as September the 10th, with a payment due for October the 3rd. If we go deeper into the financial performance on slide number 4, first, the group revenues grew by 2.4% year-on-year to 15.2 billion Czech crowns, fully in line with our full-year guidance of a range of between 1 to 3%, and confirmed healthy growth in mobile business with a rate of growth of almost 5%, and a reverse in fixed revenue, so more or less flat in the first quarter of this year. The Slovak operations had an immaterial effect in the first quarter. We should see it's growing materially starting next quarter. In the mobile segment, this revenue growth was driven by, first, the customer base expansion by 3.1%, improving the customer base structure due to the successful migration activity from pre- to postpaid customers. Contract customers grew quarter-on-quarter by almost 20%, to a base of almost 2 million as of the end of the quarter, which represents, roughly speaking, 41% of the total customer base. traffic stimulation, VNU tariff schemes. So the rate of growth that we saw in the traffic revenue was around 6%. Traffic was up by 20% year on year, and MOU up from 96 minutes in the first quarter of last year to 102 minutes the first quarter of 07. Also, continued growth of data business. Data revenue is growing by almost 18%, driven primarily by CDMA and complemented by 3G and GPRS. It's also important to highlight the flattening trend that we experience in fixed revenues, in spite of the significant cancellation hit year on year by around 19 percentage points, which obviously is still negatively influencing the voice in the fixed network. So the voice revenue went down by almost 10%. But this is offset by a tremendous growth in broadband, 15.1% growth in revenues, and also IT solution services, which are growing at a rate of almost 140% year over year. So these two areas of revenues are offsetting the decline in traditional voice. The group OIBDA margin is still in a very healthy area, so high 40s percentage levels, showing anyhow a decline of 2.3% or percentage points in comparison to the same quarter last year, and predominantly this is attributable to the Slovak operations, so the losses of the startup in Slovakia. The group net income grew strongly based on a continued depreciation decline, 7.6%, based on a very careful investment policy, and also benefited by lower financial expense due to the cash position built up. Lower taxes as well also benefited to some extent by the Slovak effect, and forming altogether a base for dividend payment in the future. The strong free cash flow reflecting the lower investment levels. However, I must say that the capital levels accrue in the first quarter of this year are not really the best indicator of the rest of the year. So as we deploy more network in Slovakia and we continue optimizing our CDMA and ADSS network, the CAPEX will increase in the second and third quarters and towards the end of the year. Going into the operational KPIs, as already mentioned, mobile contract customers saw an impressive growth rate, almost 20% year-on-year, with 91,000 net adds in the first quarter of this year, representing, as I said before, overall contract customers 40.6% of the total customer base. Organic growth of total subscriber base grew by 3.1%, from 4.7 million customers to 4.84 million customers as of the end of the first quarter. Retail broadband connections growing strongly in year-on-year terms, driven by successfully marketing campaigns and product upgrades, so the ADSL speed upgrade that we performed last year and we are repeating this year again. Value proposition for the next quarters to improve via ADSL speed upgrade and bundles with mobile and O2 TV. In the IPTV area, we end the quarter with 26,000 customers just after 6 months, 7 months, sorry, from the launch last September, as you probably remember. In the first quarter, we add on net terms 10,000 more customers into the base. And this is supported by several product improvements. We also launched the self-installation package, which seems to be pretty successful, and we're also working on improving the contents of the platform. Going into more details on the commercial area on slide number 5, which obviously is our focus continues to be on growth areas and retention activities. So focus primarily on deployment ADSL and upgrading the product, and also, as I just mentioned, to increase and differentiate our IPTV proposition from the cable operators providers. We have just begun to launch the new bundles, so putting together the different products and services from the fixed and the mobile area, and as I will comment in a minute, the first results that we are showing are quite promising. This is mainly due to two main reasons. First, to reduce the churn that we are suffering in the fixed area, and also to accelerate, to speed up the deployment of ADSL, and also with the final goal of improving the proposition for our mobile customers. So the first bundle that we launched was the O2 Trio, which is a classical triple play product with O2 Internet, ADSL, O2 TV, so the multimedia television, and unlimited national and local calls to fixed line networks exclusively in one monthly fee. We also launched what we call the O2 Duo Mobile, so it's the first fixed mobile converged offer, putting together the ADSL connection together with the mobile proposition. And as I mentioned a minute ago, the first results are extremely promising. It is true that it's probably too early to arrive to conclusions, but we are quite optimistic about the prospect of these bundle activities. Broadband is a fundamental part of all the bundles that we are launching, and this is pretty much welcomed by both our mobile customer and our fixed customers. We also upgrade the speed of the basic offer that we have in ADSL by four times as of the beginning of April. So far, 70% of the customers have already migrated to the new speeds, and this is maintaining prices unchanged. And we expect to fulfill 95% of migration by the end of May, the latest. In the mobile area, the growth was driven first by a 3.1% increase in subscriber base and improving the customer base structure, so by the very successful migration activity from pre to post paid customers. We saw a stabilization and even a growing trend in ARPU levels, and if we look at the prepaid ARPU standalone, we also see a very promising increase in consumption patterns. Traffic stimulation via new tariffs, we saw a 6.1% increase in traffic revenues driven by a growth in traffic of more than 20% year on year, and MOU going up from 96 to 102 minutes in comparison of the first quarter last year. And finally, continued growth of data businesses. Revenue grew by 18%, driven primarily by CDMA and also 3G and DRS services. On slide number 6, we are summarizing the main highlights of the launch of the Slovakian operations. You know that we successfully established the business in the Slovak market in the first quarter of this year. We launched commercial operations on the 2nd of February during the pre-subscription campaign, which ran from mid-December to the end of January. Over 600,000 people expressed its interest in becoming O2 customers. Until the 19th of April, so in 2.5 months since the launch, we registered over 100,000 active customers in our platform. New prepaid tariff for regular customers, which is called Na Rovinu, acceptance at Tekan follows the success of the promo tariff, the O2 Jednotka scheme. In the network area, the first part of the company's own GSM network was put into operation in February. Around 10 BT stations are operational already. We are obviously taking a lot of time in continuing the construction of the network base station. So hundreds of BTS sites are under development and construction at the present time and to be put into operation by clusters. License obligation to be completed by the end of September 2007. Just to remember you that we have the obligation to have a 400 BTS station up and running by the end of September this year. We are actually targeting a number which is a little bit above this threshold. Obviously, as we deploy our own networks, the margins will benefit from that situation because we will be not any more dependent on the national roaming agreement that we reached with T-Mobile. We are also deploying the distribution channels, focus on setting a well-balanced channel mix between direct and indirect. So we have 11 branded stores and 4 kiosks in operation. Recharge vouchers available at more than 3,000 sales points. And we are right now working on the franchise side of the distribution channels and also working on the ESOP as well. Going forward, to gradually introduce a comprehensive offer of services and product to meet the customer expectations, we are also very pleased about the awareness level that the O2 brand record in the Slovak market in a few months' time. So right now we are extremely focused on delivering the customer expectations that we set and making sure that we continue to be perceived as the price leader in the Slovak market. Finally, and before I hand over to Ramon Ross to further elaborate on the financial performance during the first quarter, I would like to reconfirm the guidance that we shared with you a couple of months ago, which you have then summarized on slide number 7. So revenues for the whole year, a range of growth between 1 and 3%, OIBDA between minus 1 to 0%, CAPEX in the region of 9 billion Czech crowns, and the operational focus continue to be on speeding up the deployment of broadband, continue introducing new bundles into the Czech marketplace. Mobile performance is obviously a priority, so maintaining our market share in the mobile business and developing the ICT business area, which we believe there are tremendous growth opportunities in this segment, and obviously benefiting from the integration of the two businesses in order to capture all the possible synergies out of it. And last but not least, to support the Slovak team in building the company and making sure that our customers are satisfied with the products and services and the customer care model that we implement in Slovakia. So that's all from me now. I would like to hand over to Ramon Ross to further elaborate on the financial terms.
Thank you. In the slide title, starting with the slide title, Group Financial Performance, we are presenting group consolidated figures according to international financial reporting standards for the period first quarter 2007. The performance shows growth in revenues of 2.4% and a decline in our OIBDA of 2.1% and growth in net income of 12.5%. The growth in revenues is driven both by sustained mobile revenue growth and year over year and flat fixed business, reversing the trend of declining fixed business revenues in the past. The Slovakia effect is not meaningful in our revenue base, but it's affecting all across our cost base. Our operating costs increased for the period 5.8%, and the OIBDA, as mentioned, declined 2.1%. Our OIBDA margin remains at 46.6% and is suffering the dilution of 2 percentage points coming from the Slovak operation impact. Depreciation and amortization continue to decline. Investment levels from the past are greater than current investment levels, and this decline is higher than the decline in OIBDA and thus positively influencing our net income that increases to 12.5%, also influenced by a lower net financial expenses as a consequence of financial and cash position being built, and a lower tax base and tax charges accounted for as a consequence of lower OIBDA, influenced as well by the Slovak operation. In the next slide, we're showing the evolution of group revenues and OIBDA growth for the period considered. 12.4% revenue growth, confirming the growth path started during last year and supports the guidance provided for the year 2007, range between 1 and 3%. In terms of mix, fixed and mobile, flattish fixed revenues, the decline of 0.2%, while mobile growing at 4.8%.
The fixed revenues are showing the effect of the growth areas mentioned in the past, the focus on broadband and internet revenues, but also is driven by our ICT business solutions business revenues. Mobile is basically driven by the effect of both increased customer base and the higher traffic levels than in the previous period. Our group OIBDA declined 2.1%, as mentioned, affected by our Slovak operation. Looking into the next slide, check fixed operational performance, we see that total fixed accesses declined 14.4%, and by categories we can look at fixed line client accesses March 2006 to 2007, there is a decline of 18.8%. The decline during the quarter has been below 120,000 lines, 116,000-117,000 lines, which is lower than previous quarters. In terms of broadband accesses, March 2006 to March 2007, there is an increase of 51.1% in retail ADSL, higher than the increase in wholesale 18.5%. The net adds for the quarter are 33,000, which are slightly below previous quarters. We are in this operational performance, we're showing how we're building a customer base in the O2 TV project of 26,000 customers. Traffic, voice traffic declining 16.6% and compared to the total base in fixed line base of 18.8%, declining slower than the base, showing that the clients that are being lost are lower traffic generating clients. In the next slide, we would like to comment on fixed business revenues. Overall, decline of business revenues of 0.1%. Basically, in traditional accesses, we declined 1.5%. The decline of number of accesses compensated by the increase in the monthly fees. Traffic is reflecting a decline of 22.2% as a consequence of the decline in number of lines and the different nature of the tariffs, including flat tariffs. In terms of interconnect growth in the revenues generated by interconnect businesses, 7.7% growth, reflecting both international transit traffic and as well increased LLU's base in the market. Narrowband revenues are declining from a lower base, are declining 60.5%, and is basically driven by both lower number of customers and much lower usage. Broadband is growing 51.1%, almost reaching 1 billion crowns. Both number of customers and retail and wholesale are driving this revenue growth. In terms of equipment, the decline is showing the lower number of ADSL-related equipment sold within the first quarter 2007 when compared to first quarter 2006. Data revenues, 0.3% decline, and these revenues are suffering from both prices, but at the same time, growth is compensated by business solutions and ICT projects where data revenues are being as well included. In other category, the growth of 81.3% is mostly driven by business solutions cases and businesses, as for example eTOL, that we are harvesting the results of that project already in our first quarter. Going to check mobile operational performance, we can look at on a year-to-year compared basis, 3.1% of total customer base growth. Contract customers accounting for representing 40% of our total customer base, reaching 1.9 million customers with a year-over-year increase of 19.7% with net adds for this quarter of almost 100,000, 91,000. In prepaid, we have a decline year-over-year of 5.9%. Net loss for the quarter is 116,000, and this is reflecting the work in our customer base driving migrations from prepaid to postpaid. In terms of data customers, 18.4 increase, reaching 174,000 customers, with an increase during the last quarter of 6,000 customers. Our ARPUs have been improved by 1.2%, both affected thanks to two effects. One is the customer mix, contract and prepaid, the contract weight overall, our customer base, but also by the higher traffic generated in terms of average minutes of use, reaching 109 minutes of use, and it represented an increase of 13.5% for the period. Revenues breakdown for mobile businesses in the next slide. Growth in all business categories overall, except in equipment sales. That shows the way in which we're working our customer base, having to subsidize and having to sell less handsets compared to first one, where handsets and new customers were subsidized, and with sales of handsets showing this decline in revenues. In monthly fees, revenues growing as a consequence of a larger customer base in contract basis, 8.7% growth. Traffic is growing 6.1%, reaching 2.8 billion Czech crowns. Number of users and customers, and as well as the minutes of use per customer, is driving this growth. In interconnect, 1.3% up is showing the growth of total mobile market in our networks and as well from competitors. Value-added services, 1.4%, stable to 1.1 billion Czech crowns. This somehow flat number is reflecting the effect of some of SMS's promotions in our monthly fee tariffs. Therefore, this growth is not considering the growth in SMS's fully. Internet and data-related revenues, growth of almost 18%, 17.9%, driven mostly by increasing number of customers, CDMA and also UMTS-related data customers. Overall, total growth delivered 4.8% for the mobile business category. Following into the group OPEX breakdown, we have to look at an increase of 5.8% in total group OPEX when compared to previous quarter. As mentioned, Slovak operation is affecting across different categories, primary personal, marketing, and other subcontracts. Interconnection OPEXs grew 3.8%, driven basically by mobile and transit traffic growth, and partially compensated by a decline in fixed traffic. Other supplies declined year-over-year comparison 0.6%, basically reflecting lower equipment costs and subsidies, as mentioned before, but having some pressure on cost of sales derived from business solutions and IT projects. Personal expenses growing 4%. Slovakia operation is affecting this item, as well as the way in which we harmonize the accrual of personal expenses coming from both entities in the past, Eurotel and Český Telecom. And this is affecting this quarter and is not reflecting and not influencing our year guidance, and it's only due to timing differences. Marketing and sales growth of 19.6%. Again, Slovakia is affecting this growth. Our attention to customer care and call centers also is at one of the drivers in the growth. Some of the rebranding actions are still here. And basically, the comparison from last year, first quarter marketing and sales expenses were, if we've been explaining all year long, that rebranding took place at the end of the year, so expenses in the first quarter were contained in the marketing category. Network and IT maintenance growth of 16.4%. Here we have the effect of outsourcing from for field operation works, and also reflects the higher, more complex network that we have these days due to broadband, IPTV, and so on. Also, some capitalization effects changes and are affecting this number, this growth when comparing to last year. Other subcontracts, 9.9%, Slovak-related operation, rentals, sites, offices, and some professional services are affecting as well the growth of this category. Taxes decline is mostly transfer tax on some of real estate properties that was happening in the past, where some small units and with the double the due tax now within the rationalization project in the real estate portfolio aggregated, these sales have been stopped and slowed down. When looking at our CAPEX development, comparing January to March 2006 to January to March 2007, we see a decline. This decline is not, as mentioned previously by our CEO, is not to be taken as a permanent rate or rhythm, and it will be changed along the year to be within our guidance. We see increase in other categories, mostly driven by Slovakia, and decrease in mobile CAPEX having two effects within that. One is last year investments in UMTS took place during the first half of the year, and also helping and supporting the Slovak deployment has concentrated attention in order to execute projects within the Czech market. Related to fixed related CAPEX as well, last year investment for preparing speed upgrades and ADSL deployment compared to this year, the rhythm is lower this year, but the expectation is to be within the guidance range provided to you. So it's not an indicator for the year. Going to group cash flow statement, and going into this slide almost line by line, interest received is based on our cash levels and the growth is reflecting that. Income tax paid is declined, influenced as well by our tax base as a consequence of a decline in OIBDA. Net cash from operating activities decline of 2.2% reflects is a consequence obviously of our operating income, our OIBDA decline that is reflecting the net cash from operating activities decline as a consequence of that. Net cash from investing activities, the comparison from one year to another has to take into account the lower CAPEX, the lower CAPEX in first quarter 2007, and as well the effect of a loan repayment during first quarter 2006. So overall, free cash flow is growing primarily as a consequence of the previously mentioned facts and influenced by the CAPEX levels and the loan repayment as explained. Finally, going to have a look at our group balance sheet slide, we see that current assets are basically reflecting the cash being built up and due to free cash flow generation. The equity variance is reflecting the dividend paid last year. In terms of our long-term financial debt, we can see that it's stable. Basically, two facilities are building up. The 9.2 billion Czech crowns, out of those approximately 6 billion Czech crowns are maturing next year and 3 billion Czech crowns of private placement maturing 2012. Current liabilities increase as a consequence of a variety of effects. One is our working capital and our payment terms with international vendors. We're benefiting of being part of Telefonica. Our tax payable and tax liability is increasing given that our tax payable is going up when compared to declined to the deferred tax as a consequence of past accelerated depreciation. And finally, some reclassifications from non-current assets going into current assets in the other liabilities categories. The net gearing that we're showing is a negative net gearing reflecting our cash position for March 31st, 2007. This is from a financial explanation point of view, and I will hand over to Mr. Hampel.
Thank you, Jaime. Thank you, Ramon. And now we are ready to take the first question.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question at this time, please press the number 1 on your telephone keypad and the hash or pound key to cancel. There'll be brief silence until questions are registered. Our first question comes from Christian Kern from Lehman Brothers. Please go ahead with your question.
Good afternoon. It's Christian Kern from Lehman Brothers. I just wanted to ask you two questions, if I may. The first one is with regarding to the ongoing migration of mobile prepaid customers to contract. How much more juice is there to go? How much do you believe for how much longer this can continue? Second question would be with regards to the OIBDA guidance of negative 1 to flat. Is it only the Slovakian operations which have to come through there, or do you need more cost-cutting initiatives to make your guidance, just to understand the breakdown of that? And if you don't mind, as a final question, what is the absolute number of BTS you are targeting over the next kind of 3 to 5 years? What would you consider a full build-out in Slovakia? Thank you.
Let me try to address the first two questions, and then I will ask you right to comment on the third one. Well, regarding the potential of pre to postpaid customers, I mean, it's a very difficult question. I don't have a direct answer to that. I guess that will depend on for when are you targeting the end of this activity. I think that looking long term, my appreciation is that the extinction, the difference between prepaid and postpaid customers won't be that clear. I think there are already some hybrid products that are in the middle of the prepaid and postpaid, so credit-based tariff schemes, for instance, are this or should this be considered pre or postpaid? I really don't know. I mean, we can argue for days, and probably we will never reach an agreement. I think what is more important is not that just the classification of a customer in the pre or postpaid, but the overall activity of consumption that we are able to generate as we upgrade the tariff schemes of different customers. And I think that the results that we just shared with you in terms of MOU growth and ARPU growth are good indicators of this. So, I mean, if you want me to give you a sort of a target of the distribution between pre- and post-paid, honestly, I cannot do it. I don't know, because this will be first very subjective classification, so that's difficult for me. I think what is important is to follow the consumption patterns of our customers when they are upgraded to another type of schemes. Regarding your second question on the OIBDA guidance, minus 1 to 0%, I mean, this is a combination of various things. Obviously, Slovakia is affecting the growth, but we are fully aligned with the target. So the first quarter results are completely aligned with this minus 1 to 0% range. Obviously, there are a few projects that we have launched in terms of cost cutting and in terms of being more efficient, which are, to some extent, backed and supported by the integration. We continue reducing the headcount. For this year, we have a target of reducing the headcount by 500 people by the end of the year. And these are distributed in various different efficiency projects around the company. So it's a combination of everything. But I would like to stress once again that we are fully on track of the guidance that we share with you for the full year. And the last one, Jurai, if you can...
Related to the 2G technology, we assume that approximately 1,100 BTS stations will provide full coverage in Slovakia providing we will be using the what we call a ultra high side technology in a certain percentage of the coverage, which will allow us to have fewer BTS stations. There may be very marginal area where we will be using the national roaming with very insignificant impact on the financials beyond 2008. But this is the assumption for 2G.
Very kind and very clear. Thank you.
Our next question comes from Brian Rustling from Casanova. Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to try and understand a little bit more how the Slovakia losses come into your numbers. You said that the margin fall that we've experienced year on year, the 2.3 percentage points, was due to the losses. That suggests losses of around 380 million Czech crowns, or you know, sort of mid-teens euros of losses in the first quarter, which doesn't sound very much for a startup operation. Can you help us understand some of the accounting policies that you're using in terms of the losses? Are you expensing all subscriber acquisition costs immediately? Presumably, because the network wasn't turned on until the 2nd of February, you didn't include any of the costs related to the network until after it was turned on. How's that working, and how do the losses build up as the year progresses? Thank you.
In terms of the accounting policies, we are expensing the customer acquisition costs as they are incurred, so there's no deferral in those costs, specifically as we have the prepaid customer base so far only. Related to all other operating expenditures, they are recognized accounting-wise, again, as incurred. The major item there is the national roaming cost of sales. Obviously, in the first quarter, we didn't have that high volume of traffic given the fact that we are launching as of February the 2nd. So there is no deferral. We applied fully the international accounting standards in Slovakia.
So does that mean the losses scale up quite significantly in Q2 and Q3? Is that the way we should interpret it?
Well, not really. I mean, as we'll be running the operations, obviously there will be increase in the traffic of the national roaming, but also increase of the related revenues. So we don't assume any unusual fluctuations other than related to the numbers related to the increase of the customer base.
So then for a full year where you talk to your forecast for the full year, then we're talking about 2 or 3 percentage point hit because of the Slovakia losses. Is that the way we should interpret your commentary?
This is Ramon Ross. We are not really disclosing within our guidance what is the weight or not of Slovakia, actually, so we're not providing that kind of forecast.
Afraid.
Question comes from Ben Joseph from Nevsky in London. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, thanks for the call. I'm just wondering, what kind of ARPU are you seeing, or probably more importantly, what kind of ARPU do you expect within the Slovakian market? And if at all material, can you tell us the revenue that Slovakia provided this quarter, please?
Sorry, but we wouldn't like to disclose more targets and guidance on Slovakia. I think it's too early to share with you a more precise guidance. The only thing that I would like to add to this is when you are making your estimates about ARPU levels in Slovakia, you have to compare that with what would be the ARPU that we get in the prepaid segment, in the consumer segment in the Czech Republic. I mean, this is the fair comparison that you need to do because, I mean, so far our offer is targeted to the consumer segment and is based on prepaid contracts. So, I mean, this is sort of a guidance that I can share with you right now, the only thing. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Next question comes from Herve Druet from HSBC in London. Please go ahead with your question.
Yes, good afternoon. Just in terms of CapEx, just wanted to, if you can share a bit more light in terms of the seasonality of CapEx. I was expecting much higher CapEx considering the rollout, for instance, you know, in Slovakia. Can you explain why CapEx was so low in Q1, and how do you account for CapEx in Slovakia? Do you account it as a project and you book it more at the end of the year, or do you do it accordingly to the rollout? Thank you.
Related to the first question, and why CapEx went as low as we delivered in first quarter, there is a variety of reasons, but most important of it is that all the projects that we are considering, mostly in systems and infrastructure-related systems in the company, are taking a long time to be analyzed and to be procured and at the right conditions. So it's just a matter of the speed at which we are starting to execute the projects. We can tell you that we hope to catch up and come to a normal rhythm as of second quarter.
Okay. And for Slovakia, in terms of CapEx rollout, and how do you account for it?
Related to Slovakia, we recognize, again, CapEx accounting-wise, as the assets are being placed in service. It needs to be said that a substantial part of the core network was actually acquired and placed in service before the end of the year and is accounted for on the Czech side, on the Czech balance sheet. This is very much in line with the overall concept of the rollout for Slovakia and using the synergies between the two countries. Currently, we are proceeding specifically with the rollout of radio access network, but that's a work in progress whereby the large part of the assets is still on the accounting books of the vendors, and we'll be taking over those assets gradually in the course of second and the third quarter. So there the increase needs to be expected, obviously.
Okay. And just maybe a last question. I mean, so far we've seen the take-up of subscribers in Slovakia to be relatively on the positive side compared with your initial scenario. In terms of timing, when do you think you are going to break even at the EBITDA level in Slovakia? Do you think it may happen before the end of the year in the current trend? Hello?
By the end of the year, I think that would be very, very unusual for the third operator entering the market of 100% penetrated environment. We are targeting the third year of the operations to be the EBITDA neutral year.
So that would mean end of 2009.
That is correct.
Oh, and you are not moving that target?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Our next question comes from Isvan Maitot from Credit Suisse in London. Please go ahead with your question.
Good evening. I have three very brief questions. The first one on URI. What do you attribute the very quick take-up of the services to in Slovakia? It's a better product proposition, or do you think you have an edge in distribution? And I'd like to know what your distribution effort will look like compared to the other incumbents, will be any different? And the second question is, your interconnect revenues in the fixed line have increased by about 8% year on year. Is this only the flip side of you losing lines to indirect access players, or is there some other initiatives? And the third one, we have seen a very high own price elasticity in the mobile segment. Do you think that there is still further scope for elasticity there, therefore further usage growth going into the rest of the year?
Related to the good start in Slovakia, I think there were a number of factors which were very positive for us. First of all, we utilized the full strength of the brand in Slovakia, and already some knowledge related to the spillover effect of the Czech TVs in Slovakia. By definition, the market was expecting the third operator, and there was a lot of coverage we were receiving, also in the area of public relations, in addition to the marketing communication. And third and fourth, we had we came up with the fairly aggressive initial offer very consciously and as planned, because we are aware of the fact that we need to gain the critical mass of the customers to be able to build the operations as planned. And the fourth factor was actually very positively surprising for us, and that was related to the reaction to our distribution concept, where Slovak subscribers were reacting to the web offer and the web subscriptions. More than 60% of initial subscribers ordered SIM card through the web, and also the call center sales were at a very high level. So we want to build on this concept going forward and really come up with non-traditional concepts of the distribution. In addition to these two, I'd like to mention the mass retailers, which was not a traditional concept in Slovakia. Slovakia very much direct channel driven, and we managed to break that paradigm, break that rule.
Okay.
Yeah. Regarding your second question about interconnection revenues, that's not. I mean, the main factor is not the decline of fixed lines, so it's not indirect traffic, because the truth is that the whole market is pretty weak and we are not losing market share in the fixed business. Obviously there is an effect of more mobile minutes terminating into the fixed lines, as the volume of minutes in mobile are growing pretty healthy. I mean, this have an impact on our wholesale activities in the fixed area. But there is one important factor on top of that, which is the our international transit activities that we have. You know that we are routing traffic from other operators, mainly in Central and Eastern Europe, and this has a very significant impact on the numbers that we recorded in the first quarter. On the price elasticity, I think that there's still a potential in price elasticity terms. In the area of voice, I do not see a significant price decreases going forward this year. You know that the levels of the price levels in the Czech Republic are quite competitive already, but there are other areas in which we may see significant price elasticity. I'm referring mainly to international roaming and also to database services. I mean, these two areas still have pretty high prices, and we expect to experience significant positive elasticity results out of declines in prices in both of them. But I think that overall the consumption patterns of our customers can increase quite significantly going forward. I mean, if you compare the RPU levels in the Czech Republic in comparison to other countries, and given also positive health of the macroeconomic picture, and I think there's still room for RPU increases going forward.
Thanks very much indeed.
Welcome.
The next question comes from Anna Basson from CAIB in London. Please go ahead with your question.
Yes, hello, thank you very much. My first question concerns the good Q-on-Q increase in average broadband revenues per subscriber. And I was just wondering if this reflected somehow the bundling, in other words, the inclusion of other sorts of revenues in the broadband revenues, or if it was somehow reflective of more or less the increase in speeds per subscriber. Secondly, I thought with your discussion about marketing costs, and how it's still, your first quarter still contains some costs from the rebranding, if we can perhaps expect, therefore, that marketing costs will decline in the second quarter. I know, obviously, you'll have lower SACs, I would guess, from the Slovak side, so I'd be interested in hearing your views on that. And also, in the cost side, your other supplies line dropped 10%, and I may have missed a comment if there was one on that, but I'd just like to hear if that was any one-offs within that. It was at 474 in the first quarter, after 697 in the fourth. It would be very good to hear a little bit about that. And finally, if you could perhaps talk a little bit about your fixed line trend. I know you're saying it's obviously very, very low, being offset by broadband, but you were mentioning earlier, I think, you're going to make strenuous efforts to halt that decline, and I wondered what you might be doing and what you might expect over the rest of the year in that area. Thank you very much.
Excuse me, could you please repeat the third question, because we didn't quite get it.
The area of the costs called other supplies was low. It was down, I think, 10% year on year, at 474 after 528 in the first quarter of last year. And I just wondered if there were one-off items in that, or if it's somehow a trend.
Okay, thank you. Let me start by the first question on average revenue per customer on broadband. I think the only effect that may explain the increase is the launch of the IPTV. We are registering the IPTV revenues under the broadband category, and this is the only thing, because otherwise we have not changed the prices. So the upgrade speed that we did last year was keeping prices unchanged, and we are not seeing a significant change in the breakdown by different ADSL categories. So the only thing could be IPTV and the revenues on IPTV. On marketing costs, I think here the quarter-on-quarter comparisons are somehow tricky. You know that last year significant part of the marketing cost was backloaded due to the rebranding project, which we launched in September. So year-on-year comparisons will look more flattish rather than the rate of growth that we had in the first quarter. So probably, I mean, you should expect the total growth in marketing expenses to slow down as we go closer to the year end. On the other supplies, let me hand over to Ramon Ross, please.
Let me try to understand. You're looking at facts and figures, I suppose?
That's correct, yes. The third line down under supplies.
Under supplies, okay. these other supplies might be reflecting, and I will get back to you with a more detailed answer, but it's probably reflecting lower degree of hardware subsidy, as I explained in the in the mobile part, because we worked more on the existing customer base, and I believe that would be the main driver on that. But I'm not 100% certain. Let me get back to you with the detail on this, please.
Thank you. That'd be great.
Have we missed any of your questions?
Yes, fourth one. Sorry, I'm sorry. So many fixed lines. What trend is expected over the rest of the year, and what your actions are to try and slow this decline?
Well, the actions are very much to speed up the ADSL and IPTV products. I mean, trying to bring more value into the fixed lines. Otherwise, I mean, trying to promote or to slow down the cancellation trend by just pure voice services is almost impossible. So everything is around bundling and around speeding up broadband and ADSL. The only thing that I can add to that comment is that we are looking for a declining trend all across the year of the net losses that we are suffering in the fixed line.
Can I make the point that your bundle that is mobile and ADSL together might be actually pushing, or not pushing, but obviously might lead to a continuation of this rapid decline in fixed line numbers? I mean, is that fair?
Well, no, because this bundle is built with a fixed line. So, I mean, this is not accelerating the trend in the decline of fixed lines. Although we are positioning this product as a broadband and mobile, there's always a fixed line there behind that. So, and voice services are also allowed within this bundle. So this is not accelerating the decline trend in fixed lines at all.
Ah, excellent. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Next question comes from Dalibor Vavriska from ING in London. Please go ahead with your question.
Hello, good evening. I'll have three questions if I can. One is just following on the question that was already asked by Istvan on this interconnect revenue. I think I was pretty surprised about the positive impact of this international transit. And I just wanted to ask, how do you envisage the trend maybe in the following quarters, whether you would expect further growth in that category, and also how profitable this business is? The second question is, maybe we discussed it with the previous question from Anna, is on the trends in fixed line. I mean, looking at the line losses, the traffic losses, but also when I look at mobile, let's say there was some slowdown in the data revenue growth. I mean, do you envisage any of these trends to improve perhaps in the following quarters? And the third question is concerning Slovakia. I'm just wondering whether you can, I'm not sure how easy is it quantify to this, but whether you can give us any idea how much you pay for the equipment. For example, how much cheaper is it to roll out the capacity in Slovakia per minute or per airline or per some unit of capacity compared to what the existing operators paid in Slovakia or what, for example, what Eurotel paid for the capacity. Thank you.
Thank you, Livo. First, on international transit, well, I wouldn't expect an acceleration pattern in growth rates for the rest of the year. It is true that we are very active and quite successfully in concluding agreements with the operators in the region. We are also benefited quite a lot from being part of Telefonica, so Telefonica is routing the traffic through our point of interconnection in different countries, so we are I mean, the economies of scale or the size of our operation is growing, but I think that also it is important to notice that the price pressure is tremendous in this area, which connects with your second point, which is the profitability of this business is, I mean, it's very tough. You shouldn't expect margins above 10% in this business. On the second point of revenues in mobile,
or the general trends in the fixed. I mean, what can actually improve the revenue trend other than maybe the IT services and this international traffic, the transit.
Well, this is one area. Broadband is the second area overall, mm-hmm. as you know. And in a mobile business, I mean, it's consumption, so it's RPU per customer. It is true that data revenues slowed down a little bit in the first quarter, but we plan to increase our CDMA rollout, so to increase capacity there and to become more aggressive in the marketplace. I mentioned there are a couple of areas. One was data-related revenues, and the second was international roaming, which I wouldn't expect increase in revenues, but I think that the fears of a significant hit due to this European legislation, I think that won't be so big this year. And also a decline or slowdown in the fixed area, so everything counts, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
In Slovakia, regarding the prices, we are not disclosing that information, but it is much cheaper than what it costs us to build a similar network here in the Czech Republic, or what it costs other operators in Slovakia. So prices, I mean, the prices that we negotiated were extremely extremely interesting.
Can you maybe calculate this? Because you gave some targets in terms of base stations, and you have some targets in terms of total capex. So maybe would these numbers be? Do you think that based on these numbers you can make some estimates?
Well, based on these numbers, you can make some estimates. Yes, you are right.
Okay, so then maybe I can ask this. You talk about 1,000 to 1,100 base station. In what time horizon? Can I just check?
Beyond 2008, we believe first quarter 2009 is the right time to have a look at it.
Okay, thank you.
The next question comes from Thomas Chadwick from Merrill Lynch in London. Please go ahead with your question.
Thank you. Two questions. The first one on your fixed to mobile convergence strategy. I'm interested to know how far you are through that in terms of a timetable to completion. and what order of magnitude of savings we might expect to come over the rest of the period. The second question is, in terms of the dividend payment, I understand that you're constrained to the level of retained earnings in the parent company. Is there any way that that can be circumvented in the future? Have you looked at any other ways of getting around that? Or are we going to be in a situation going forward where the dividend can be no bigger than the retained earnings?
Well, regarding your first question, when we took the decision of integrating the two business, we had a plan of obtaining, I mean, most of the synergies, so 90% plus within a 3 years horizon. So we are still in the first year of the operation. So I think that this year we will deliver slightly less than one third of the total potential of this decision. On the dividends, well, unfortunately, we haven't found a solution yet to, from a fiscal optimization viewpoint, to leverage the balance sheet and distribute more dividends to our shareholders. So. So far, the only thing is retained earnings and the profit generated in the year. We obviously look at the possibility of launching a share buyback program, but this will hardly affect liquidity of the stock price, and I don't think that's something that will be welcomed by the majority of shareholders. So, so far, we have ruled out that possibility.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you.
We have a follow-up question from Anna Basson from CAIB in London. Please go ahead with your question.
Yes, thank you very much. Could I just firstly talk about this share buyback idea? Can you tell me, is something changed now that you can actually make a share buyback more easily than a dividend payment, given your retained earnings problems? I had assumed before that they were both constrained by the same problem you need to pay out of retained earnings. Secondly, I just wondered, you mentioned an increase in fixed line subscription charges, which helped offset the decline in line numbers. Could you perhaps give us an idea of what that increase was at the start of the year, and perhaps say whether or not maybe that did push more people to give up their fixed lines? And lastly, you mentioned an employee cost accrual in the first quarter, which you said was one-off. And I didn't quite catch the gist of it. But could you perhaps tell us how much that is, and obviously with a negative item, in other words, if it means that we should expect lower employee costs in future quarters? Thank you.
Well, thank you for your questions. Let me start with the last one. Regarding the one-off impact in the staff cost, I think that the guidance that you should look for the rest of the year is more or less a flat number year on year. So, I mean, this is what I can say right now. Instead of a rate of growth of around 4% that we had in the first quarter, we are looking for a flat number for the whole year. On the rebalancing, actually the rebalance was done last year, in April, May last year. It was a 22% increase in the monthly fee, which was to a certain extent offset by a reduction in domestic long distance calls, which were since then rated at the same price as the local ones. We haven't changed prices in the fixed area so far this year. And there was a third question that I forgot. Oh, the share buyback, sorry. As far as I understand, nothing has changed recently. We can obviously launch a share buyback program, but the problem is that the free float is approximately 30% of the total capital. So if we will launch anything material, we will affect the liquidity of the stock price quite severely, and also we may interfere on the stock price formation unless we will decide to run this solar program during the next 3 or 4 or 5 years. Otherwise, I mean, to do something material in a reasonably short period of time will affect the stock price, and obviously we wouldn't like to do that.
Oh, excellent. Thank you. Can I just ask a follow-up question on the international roaming, which you mentioned as well? And that is that you're saying, I think that the fears are overdone. You think that the increase in roaming, in traffic levels will largely offset the impact? Because, I mean, looking at your roaming charges, it looks like you could have potentially a significant drop in revenues in that area if they're 10% of your mobile revenues. But you sort of saying basically you don't see a big drop there.
I'm more optimistic than the general sentiment, to be honest. I think that international roaming is an area that has not been exploited at all, or almost at all, especially within the consumer segment. Obviously, in the business segment, it's a different story. So I think that there is a huge price elasticity there. Obviously, this has to be proven, but I am more optimistic than the general sentiment. I think that we should be able to a larger extent to offset the price declines by increasing traffic.
One concern I have about that, though, is that I have read estimates that business traffic is often around 80% of total roaming traffic, and obviously business users probably aren't so price sensitive, I would guess. One thing that I don't know from looking at your tariffs is how much of a premium your business charges are over the suggested roaming rates. I mean, can you give us a flavour? Are business charges substantially lower than the residential ones? And do you see them as, obviously you're not saying you expect huge elasticity there, but is the fact that business traffic should be about, well over half of the total a factor in perhaps preventing much benefit from MOU increases?
Well, there are not significant differences between business and consumer tariffs, to be honest. The price elasticity obviously will come from consumer. I mean, right now consumers are almost not using the mobile handsets while they are traveling abroad, at least in our case. So I think that there's big room for improvement there. I think that mobile services are still considered almost prohibited for consumer segment in the Czech Republic.
Okay, thank you very much. That's fabulous.
Question comes from Michelle Fiumara from Kairos in London. Please go ahead with your question.
Hello, good afternoon. Basically, as part of the actions you listed has efficiency improvements, you mentioned also the real estate restructuring. Could you elaborate a bit on that and give a sense of the order of magnitude of values that could be realized there in terms of savings and in terms of disposal proceeds eventually?
Well, the level of savings is finally to be seen, depending on the final outcome of the real estate restructuring process. This is a process that we are currently analyzing what the market is telling us about the properties that we are actually marketing. The process is ongoing, and I will feel very uncomfortable to share any numbers related to this project at this point in time. It's something that we are looking with the utmost interest, but depending on final development of the process, the impacts will be fully obviously disclosed. But I would feel very uncomfortable to share.
Okay, thanks.
And I think we have the time for the last question.
So we have no more further questions registered.
Okay, perfect. So if you anyway feel that you can have some more question, our department will be open to answer them. And thank you for participating at today's conference call, and goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation on the conference call today. This concludes today's conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.